how new
PS2
is it?
PS2 is talking, it's a PS2, dude.
Yeah, but how new is it? There's different versions of the P2.
I don't know, I think it might be one of the first ones, because fucking, all of a sudden they'll just fucking power off in the middle of the game. And then the power button will fucking, the red light will just start blinking.
It sounds like you got one of the original, it sounds like you got one of the first ones.
You are now listening to Default Daily.
I mean, Jesus.
Today is March 25th.
Thursday.
2004. No, it's Friday, March 26th, 2004.
Yeah, get it right.
It's 1:42 a.m. in the morning on the East Coast. Some of us are on the West Coast, so like fucking retard 225 and fucking Black Sword.
It's still March 25th over here. So.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
So then I caught Default Daily just in time.
Just in time.
Under the wire, actually. No, because this is also going to be the 26th. This is the 26th episode. We skip a day. Who cares?
Hey, I like that KMF song. That was pretty cool. What you used for the one, the last one?
KMFDM, yeah, with Voodoo Howl calling that ringtone on the bridge in the middle of it.
I told him, if you come in, don't say nothing. I forgot that it ringed on it.
Yeah, fuck. Whatever, I don't care. It made it funny.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I went back and listened to it yesterday. I was laughing my ass off with my mom. Don't tell them where I work at.
Yo, here's a little bit of interesting shit for, the DDP. The DDP fucking farted earlier. Did you know that?
What happened?
The voice bridge farted, dude. Because I think it was Protrax. He hung up, right? And I was the only person on.
Yeah.
And then the bridge literally farted, dude. It was like, and then I was in another conference.
Fucking
like these, yeah, with these fucking multi-level marketing motherfuckers. It was crazy.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of telecommunications problems today, I've noticed.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was weird.
I've been trying to call some stuff that wasn't working.
Wow.
I was getting busy signals on numbers that shouldn't have busy signals on them.
Was it all Verizon?
No. Just a lot of weird shit going on. I went through a bunch of different carriers for some shit I was trying.
Wow.
And I was getting bad messages.
Bad phone day.
Yeah. Wow, this episode's going to suck.
Why is that?
It's like 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, whatever it is.
2 in the morning, so it's going to suck.
It's 1:45 in the fucking morning on the East Coast. I threatened to do this.
2 in the morning, nigga. It's fucking like 15:02.
I threatened to do it. I threatened to just record the fucking bridge, and that's what we're doing.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that then.
Yeah. Now Lucky doesn't want to talk, though. He doesn't want to be on Default Daily.
Right.
You little bitch.
I'm trying to find a...
Why don't you tell the story how you got electrocuted today, Lucky?
No, no, no. I'm trying to find unlock codes for my 6340. This eBay, I bought this phone off eBay. It's supposed to be unlocked. Of course it isn't.
What kind is it?
6340i.
What's that? A fucking Nokia?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'll see if I got it. Hold on.
Well, I got like a calculator, and I put my IMEI number in. And it fucking didn't work, so.
Did you try 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yes, I tried that. But it's a little more complicated than that one, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just, you know, helping out. Just try putting in I Love John. That usually unlocks everything for me.
I'm going to give out that number. The default number of the day is area code 516-299-9901. 516-299-9901. It does some dumb shit. Call it up.
Second banger.
Oh, you don't know what I want to ask you, Lucky?
What's that?
What's up with those numbers that you call, right? Where they're dial tones, but they sound like when you call it, it sounds like you're clicking over on your three-way. It gives you like a stutter tone for a second, and then it goes to a sustained, you know, dial tone.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, actually. I found a couple of Verizon test numbers that do that. They're weird, man. And, like, some of them are even weirder. Like, you can press *67 on some of those, and it'll do, like, that stutter again.
Really?
And, like, and then, like, *82 will also do it. It's weird. Like, it's like a PBX, because it'll allow you to call certain 4-digit or 5-digit extensions on it, And like, if you don't hit *67, if your flex ante is showing, like, it'll pass your flex ante to the extension that you dial. And then if you off divert to it, though, I noticed if you just like dial *82 or whatever, it'll give like the phone number of the dial tone to the extension. But then like if you hit *67, it'll say like private. It's weird.
Really odd.
Huh.
Yeah, we didn't have music. Whoops, there's the music.
All right, Lucky, just stay with the 6185.
No, 6340i.
Oh, shit, no, I ain't got that.
Yeah, I got another question for you, Lucky.
Yeah?
You know the verification numbers in Verizon, New York?
Yeah.
The 9901s?
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, that one I gave out was Verizon, that 9901 I gave out earlier, but it wasn't a verification. When they list the exchanges that are inward,
yeah,
right, then what does that mean? That means that's where all that shit is located, on that fucking particular switch?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the only exchanges they list, right?
Well, no, here, check this out. This one right here, which is 516-326-9901, which I'm going to call up. Well, no, I can't call it up. You call it up. 516-326-9901, which is the Floral Park, Long Island, 5ESS. The first two exchanges it lists, because the guy just rattles them off like a fucking madman, but the first two it lists are 073 and 173.
What?
Yeah, call it up.
Give me the prefix.
516-326-9901. I've heard these a million times before. I just,
hold on.
Calling numbers on default daily. The overnight version.
Early morning.
Oh, man. Yeah, people are going to fucking love this.
Yeah,
right. Like, what a lazy bitch. Waiting for Lucky. Trying not to be playing his fucking French hockey games and shit.
Oh, what the hell? It won a three-way in for me, Dakota.
Yeah, why is Tron playing his French shit again? What do you mean it wasn't three-way in for you? White Sword, you got three-way on that phone?
Yeah, hold on.
516-326-9901.
516-326-9901.
9901. Got it. Fucking Lucky in your packet 8. Get a real phone.
So get some inwards exchanges, huh?
Yeah, listen. There's the Floral Park, Long Island, 5ESS. They got a shitload of exchanges.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
Yeah, bro, it wouldn't throw right over for me either.
Because it's on soup. Fuck. Because it doesn't supervise.
Do you happen to recall which numbers it said?
I already said, look. 073 and 173 were the first two exchanges it listed. Yeah, we don't have to call it in. Anybody out there listening can go call it up. It's also on 327 and 328.
He must have been using Tron's payphone with that thing.
Anyway. But yeah, that's what it lists. As a matter of fact, there's another one that does that lists 094 as the first exchange, or 194.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
194.
Yeah, I don't think that's the routing. I'm looking at the load routing guide thing here. And,
073 and 173 are the first two lists. Because obviously the guy who's reading them off, right, and the CEO is sitting there looking at a list. And that's a list of all the exchanges that are on that fucking particular switch, right?
Yeah, and he probably is just the announcer. He probably doesn't even know what the hell is going on.
He's not realizing that what he's reading, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
and he's telling you the first two he rattles off because they're in numerical order. They're not always in numerical order. This particular verification or identification number, some people call it. It's called the verification number. This particular one is in numerical order, and that's the first two he reads off. He's like, Floral Park, 5E-073-173-270-326-327-328, blah, blah, blah. On and fucking on.
Jesus. That's weird, man.
Yeah, I found a few like that. I found a few. Not often, but they're out there.
I mean, it's not like you could try to dial, like, a seven-digit number because it would just fucking, you know, do the 73X area code that you put.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You waited for more digits, yeah. So
zero, yeah, you know.
Weird.
Well, I mean, you couldn't dial it because you have to be from a regular phone.
Yeah.
You got to be dialing in fucking NXX. But which of course, you know, N being any number between 2 and 9, and X being any number you want. Are we in the elevator?
No, that's that thing that...
I just
lit my cigarette.
Out of
my lighter.
No, that pumping, isn't that light?
Oh, that weird thing? We have people talking on that once. I don't think it's a light, a switching light.
Huh, because I know, like, I've sat there and listened to that before, and I've heard cars go by and shit. I think it's a...
I've sat there and listened to it. I don't know the number offhand, but I've sat there and listened to the fucking thing. And I've heard, cars pull up, and hear their fucking radio blaring, and then I hear them pull away, like the light turn fucking green. And I know that those old school fucking lights, like the real old school fucking light posts, traffic light type of things, that they were remotely accessible. And of course, you know, fucking back in the day, the way people usually remotely access shit was by telephone lines.
Yeah. It gets on the side of a building.
Like pumping stations. Yeah, why would it be on the side of a building, though?
No, I think it is. Because people can turn you off.
Yeah, I've noticed that, too. Yeah,
how the hell would they be able to turn you off? Like, if they hit the crosswalk signal thing, you know?
But why does it, like, what are they doing outside the building? I just don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe it's on the side of a fire department.
They wouldn't say who they were.
Yeah.
It's fucking really weird. I forgot the number offhand. I wish I knew it.
What was that guy's picture? Remember that guy who did those pictures?
Yeah, and there was that fucking old school fucking light post traffic light type of thing. You know what I'm saying? That's why I fucking reinforced my belief that it was inside the fucker.
Yeah.
Well, we shouldn't really be talking about it on Default Daily, seeing as how we don't have the fucking number.
I think I have it.
I'm trying to find it, man. It's a 508 number. It's in Worcester. Or fucking like this bridge that we're on right now, the DDP bridge, is in fucking Wareham, Massachusetts.
What do I call that? Lit.
But it's in Worcester.
Yeah, it's 21 Converse Street, to be exact.
Yeah.
It's
508-754-0284.
Yeah, why do you both say it? So, Johnny Hacker, you just say it.
It's 508-754-0284. It's located at 21 Converse Street.
Okay, so 508-754-0284. Yeah, so call it up and listen to it. Tell us.
Yeah, we found that if you press pound, it'll go. It'll start making more noises.
Yeah, sometimes if you press star, it'll disconnect you. It's really fucking odd. It's a goddamn oddity if I've ever heard one in my life.
And you can only be on it for, what is it, like 15 minutes or 15 seconds? You can't be on it that long.
No, when you don't hear that noise, when you don't hear that, like, pumping noise, you can stay on there longer. But when you do hear it, it kicks you off then.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it might be a street light. Because if you've ever been underneath one of those cross light things, you know, when...
The old school ones that actually, like, turn, like, the signals change instead of just being lights, they make fucking noise.
If they don't walk, they make that noise.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking that's what it was, and people were fucking calling me crazy, right?
Yeah.
And then when this dude posted pictures of the fucking thing, it was like, it wasn't an intersection. It was like one main road and another road just fucking ending right at that main road.
Right.
And it was right in the middle. There was like an island in the middle of the street and fucking one of them old-ass fucking old-school traffic lights. Not the ones that hang above your head, the ones that sit in a fucking pole.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, sure enough, there's one of those things. That's what I thought to begin with.
I think you might get disconnected when somebody pushes the button to walk or whatever.
Who knows?
Or we could always just have a listener go out there and...
Yeah.
Anybody in Worcester, Mass, if you want to do some experimentation, I guess. I mean, we've tried this before, and it's just, like, fruitless.
Yeah, try it out. Because it says that it's located at 21 Converse on the reverse.
Which is some optical fucking... Some fiber optic fucking provider. Some weird fucking thing. I forgot the name of the place. Something optical.
Yeah.
Something. I forgot.
Oh, actually, the it was under a, I think, a fucking Redman or whatever. Like when you do the comedy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was Redman something.
Something optical. It was just fucking odd. But, you know, since that's it, that's enough of the fucking bridge for today. This is your fucking episode. Everybody be sure to fucking listen to Default Radio. Tonight, I guess, at 10 p.m. on PvP Hack Radio, defaultradio.com. Just fucking that's it, you know.
Should we play some Pennsylvania 965?
Yeah, we should close out with the Pennsylvania 65,000.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Now I gotta wait. But yeah, fucking defaultradio.com. Check it out tonight, 10 p.m. Fucking PvP Hack Radio.
What the fuck?
Not loud enough, one source.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.